You are listening to the Profitable Content Creator Podcast. This is the place where content creators come to learn how to create profitable content that positions themselves as an authority and grows their online businesses. Get ready to take your content to a whole new level with your host, Kristen Poborski.
Hi there. Have you ever wished that there was a simple way that you could inject some excitement back into your old video, blogs, or social media posts? Well, I'm happy to tell you, the future of content revitalization is here, and it's easier than ever with ChatGPT. This tool is like your personal content assistant, ready to do the heavy lifting for you so that you can get your older content in shape in just minutes. So stick around today, and I'm going to show you how to use it to dust off your old content and breathe new life into it. So I want to start out with just a quick explanation for those of you. I'm sure everybody knows what ChatGPT is, but I'm actually going to go from a different angle, from using it to help you create content and update your content. So as I use it when I teach thousands of students inside my course, my content creation courses, where I teach how to use AI, it really is your assistant. It's your research assistant. It's your copywriting assistant. It's an idea generator. So it can write like a human, but you've got to give it the right prompts and then know how to ask it for other things to layer on it. Okay. So that's how I look at ChatGPT. I don't just let it write everything for me with a few prompts. I really get in there and work at and have it write outlines and things like that so that I can infuse it with the right messaging so that content becomes engaging. And I'm going to show you some tips on how to do that with your old content, because I bet you probably didn't have any kind of storytelling in your content. But now with ChatGPT, it is so much easier. So let's talk about revitalizing content. I'm sure if you've been creating content for a while, you've got some old stuff out there. I know I do. In my case, I'm changing my focus now on content creation and using ChatGPT. So you can bet I've got a lot of content out there that I want to revitalize and go at it with a new angle. So that's one reason. Or say, you know, back in the day when we didn't have ChatGPT to help us really write robust, really well thought out content, you may have shorter pieces of content that aren't really optimized for a keyword, or it may not reflect some of the things that you are doing now in your business, or it has no storytelling in it, things like that. That is the importance or the reason why you want to do that. Even if you've got a great post that has been getting a lot of views, like I had one on Website Silos, and that one was like top of the game, top of Google. I was getting a ton of traffic for it. But over time, it started losing its luster. The traffic started going down. So one of the ways that you can combat against things, situations like that, and even take older content that just wasn't really good and make it better again, is to revitalize it with ChatGPT. So really, that's some of the reasons why you just want to keep your content fresh and engaging. And of course, Google likes that. And if you don't want to go through all the hassle of creating all this brand new content, start going through your older content and updating it. So let me just kind of share the story of Sarah. She was a content creator and she had years of content on her blog. Her early articles, they were really great, full of insight and creativity, but they were gradually being buried under the weight of her newer posts. And they were losing visibility and relevance over time, kind of like the one I was telling you about, my content silos. Recognizing the value of her older pieces, Sarah decided it was time to give her new content a new lease on life by updating a few things, such as incorporating fresh visuals, aligning past topics, linking things, adding in new current trends, even going in and adding brand new statistics. It is a great way to take, she took her content, made it relevant again, and got new readers. So it really served as a bridge, connecting her long-standing followers with potential new fans. This strategy not only extended the lifespan of her work, but maximized the reach and impact. And when she updated it, she also updated her social media content at the same time using ChatGPT. So it really illustrates the importance of refreshing content, and it does not have to be hard. So I really want you to think about it as a low-cost, effective way to enhance your blog, enhance your content, get fresh stuff out there on social media, and become get more engagement from it. Because maybe some of your old content doesn't have good messaging. It doesn't have stories. It doesn't, you know, talk about things the way you would talk about it now. So let's dive into the ways that ChatGPT can help you do this. First of all, you can use ChatGPT to generate new titles and headlines, do keyword research and things like that, and generate new titles and headlines based on that. Come up with catchy titles, which you would then use on, say, your thumbnails and or your images. So you can do that. Example prompt here is, give me 5 new catchy titles for a blog post, and then you can actually put in the title, right? Or you can update the information, like such as, what are the latest trends in gardening for 2024? Or what are the latest ChatGPT trends for getting more traffic to your content? You can ask it for that kind of stuff and start infusing and rewriting pieces of your content so that it is more relevant and up to date. One of the things I like to do is go in and have it rewrite a brand new intro and have it start with a curiosity-based question. A lot of times this will get people's, get them right where they are. So the question could be like, are you struggling with this problem? Or have you ever wondered? Those kinds of things are curiosity-based type questions that you can put at the beginning of your content to hook and pull the reader in and get them curious about reading more. So things like that. So creating fresh introductions and conclusions and things like that. Example prompt could be write a brand new introduction for an article about the benefits of meditation and start with a curiosity-based question and write it at a 7th grade reading level. Because honestly, most of us, our old writing is probably a lot like how we wrote those research papers in college or research papers in high school. They're pretty boring. So the next one is to put new perspective or ideas and add that in there. One of the favorite ones, though, I really want to touch on with you is layering in storytelling and content metaphors. So a good example here is Jamie. Jamie was a content creator who had really great informative pieces of content. But despite that, not many people, Jamie felt, was engaging with her content. The likes and the comments were low, and she was looking for a way to change that. So what she learned was the power of storytelling and using metaphors in her content really made a difference. Once she started doing this, people could relate more to her content. It didn't sound boring like an article, or not an article, but a research paper that you wrote in high school or college. Now it's more like a story, like a book. People want to read, people relate better to stories than just a bunch of how-to stuff and steps and do this and do that. So suddenly, as a result, people started reading Jamie's content on her blog and watching her videos and things like that. And as a result, by changing this, now she had better content for social media. So her decision to use storytelling and metaphors in her content made it more engaging and brought it to life, proving that even the most informative content can become captivating when you add in a layer in storytelling into your content. So those are just some of the things that you can do when you're creating content. But I want to leave you with another tip. If you've got old content where you didn't have a video, now's the time to add video. And you can ask ChatGPT to write a simple script for your content. All you got to do is just ask it, say, hey, please write an interesting video script for YouTube, an outline. Make sure you say outline in there. And then you copy and paste your content in there and it will come up with a great outline for your YouTube video that you can then use to create a video and put that on your older blog post. So I'm sure that you've got older content out there where there's no video content, and this is a great opportunity to infuse that and then be able to put your content out in a whole new place, YouTube, where it's more evergreen than just having a bunch of content out on social media. And here's one more tip for those of you who are only putting content out on social media. You don't have anything on a blog, or you're just doing TikTok or something like that. You can take that content and ask ChatGPT to turn it into a blog post, a video script, and more. So why not give it a try? If you want to dive deeper and revitalize your content following these tips, and be sure to go and grab in the link down below my guide, where I teach you how to update your content the fast and easy way with ChatGPT. You won't believe how much time and effort you'll save. And I've even got in there some content repurposing prompts that you can go and use and start updating your content today. All right. So I want to answer a couple of questions that people have around updating older content. So what really is updating older content? So if you've got older content out on your blog, you're going to want to periodically update it because Google likes fresh new content. So if you've got older content out there that's got good views and it still has good views, or if it's starting to go down a little bit, then you're going to want to go in there and update it. And ChatGPT makes this so easy with a few easy prompts. You can go in there and ask it, go copy and paste your content in there and ask it to rewrite it. You can do things such as update statistics. You can ask it to give you new statistics. You could ask it to go with a new way of looking at something. There's some infinite ways that you can update your content. If you don't have video, then you're going to want to do that as well. Turn your content into a video. So just have it write a script and you add a video into your older content. Okay. The next question really is what is the number one thing that I can do to update my old content? I'm going to tell you right now, you probably have, if you've been blogging or creating content for a while, you probably have old content out there that does not have a video. If you can take that old content, go to ChatGPT and ask it to write a script and then record it and add it to your content, that is going to give you a lot of bang for your buck because people want to consume content in different ways. It used to be that we could get away with just written content, but now people expect video content. Plus, it's a great way to get your content out on a whole new platform. So if you don't have any content on YouTube, going in and revitalizing your older content, updating it, creating videos for it is a whole new way to get it out on a whole new platform that is more evergreen than, say, doing a reel on Instagram. And I'm going to give you an example. I have a client. He's been creating video content since 2015. The number one piece of content on his YouTube channel is a video we did back in 2015. Every month it gets thousands of views. He has other pieces of content from 2020. It's at the top of his stuff. He's getting tens of thousands of views every single month, and pieces of content that he's created years ago is still driving a ton of traffic. So my question to you is, can your social media posts do this for you? Answer is probably not. So if you're going to do one thing to update your content, I would say that you should create a video. All right. The next question is, can updating my content improve your SEO? Well, if you don't have traffic on to it, and you never optimized it for SEO, which is still important these days, you can actually update the content, ask ChatGPT to rewrite it and focus on a keyword and do all of that, make it longer. I've taken older posts and turned them, like, were really short, maybe a couple hundred words, turn them into a 750 word posts. A great way to do that is to layer in storytelling and other things like that. And you can ask ChatGPT to do that for you. So those are some great ways to improve your SEO by making it longer, adding keywords in there, and adding video content. So you've got more of a multimedia experience, and updating images and things like that will really go a long ways to updating your old content and improving your SEO so that you get more organic traffic. So if you are ready to start updating your content, I've got a guide for you that will help you through it. I've got, it's how to update your content with AI. And I even give you a series of prompts that you can put into ChatGPT along with your old content to help you update it fast. And that link is right down below in the notes. So I'll see you soon.
You've been listening to the Profitable Content Creator Podcast, where content creators go to learn how to take their content creation to the next level. If you love the Profitable Content Creator Podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. Until next time.